Right, good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip. It's a road show. It was going to be Mindset Monday, but it's more like Mental Monday. I'm on a little semi-surprise trip. Three nice FTS members have surprised me for my 50th birthday. It's a semi-surprise. They had to tell me to get me here. But I'm in the middle of some ropey old place in Essex, full of funny old people, with three FTS members who've treated me as a present to say thank you. So thank you, guys. So do you want to say hello? We've got Kevin Kelly. We'll get to him in a minute. If you want to say hello, Kev.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, look at that. Good morning. A little squeaky. We've got the one and only Suggsy.
Good morning, FTS world.
Probably not heard on the podcast since Madrid.
That was probably the last time. A quick hello after 24 hours getting there.
And then we've got Gary Smith.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, so the boys have treated me to a little trip, so it's not going to be Mindset Monday. I'll do that on Wednesday when I get back home. We're going to play golf. I'm going to be like Phil Mickelson at 50, rolling back the years. And Gary and I are going to give these other two mugs a complete smash, and then we're going to have a few beers tonight and a meal. I haven't got to get my wallet out. It's lovely. Kev, do you want to comment at all on the weekend's fixtures and your Crystal Palace tip?
It was a nearly game, wasn't it?
No, it was never in a nearly at all.
If Palace had took their early chance, it would have been all over 1-0.
So let's just go through it. I said West Ham, fill your boots. And you went, oh, no. Southampton, tough game. Southampton will be relegation fodder next year. 3-0 comfortable. I then said Man City will stuff Everton. Oh, no, I don't know. I think it might be a draw, that one. 5-0. Lay Fulham, we got that right. Absolutely nailed on. What other disasters did you... Oh, and then Palace. Palace beating Liverpool. Mental. Should be put in some sort of institution. That was never, ever going to happen. And Suggsy's come up with a fucking conspiracy theory that you've put the Palace bet up, backed it before you've put it up, got all the FTS guys to back them, and then you've gone in and traded it.
I did, yeah.
You're an absolute disgrace. This is what we're dealing with. Absolute no morals
market
whatsoever.
Manipulation.
Market manipulation. Market manipulation. It will go before the disciplinary panel in the summer. And Gary, you must be very happy that the old Scousers made...
Yep, very happy Liverpool in Champions League. Yeah. Good,
so,
you boys.
So champions last year, and then you're jumping up and down at finishing third. Well done, yes, pleased for you. Yeah, well done, yeah, good. And Suggsy, what about the old Spuds? What do we think, sir?
We could now become the first ever winners of the Europa Conference League.
Oh, behave yourself, sir. Behave
or at least go to the quarterfinals.
I know you're trying to be non-committal because you're waiting to see the manager, but what do you think of the future at Tottenham?
Well, that is my answer. I don't think it's impossible to predict until we know who's in charge of it.
Right.
Whoever's in charge of it has got a massive job on their hands.
But we're not going to get a big name, are we? It's going to be Potter, isn't it? It's going to be Graham Potter, isn't it?
I don't think it's going to be one that sets us alight.
Gary's rubbing his hands here, thinking he's rubbing his hands here, hoping that I get Graham Potter to ruin my life.
I don't think it's going to be one that gets me and you. Can't wait to get down there next season. Can't see that.
No, we'll just go to the pub and have a drink, mate.
Good chance.
So we're going to sod off and have a little bit of game of golf. Thank these guys for that. I'm open to any gifts that people want to give me, by the way. Don't ask to be restricted to these three. I like to have a good time. So anybody who wants to chip in, I'm in. And I'll be back Wednesday with a Mindset Monday Wednesday.
And the results of today and tomorrow.
Oh, and the results. Yeah, I'll do a full review. Yeah, well, you haven't beaten us yet, so I'll be... I know what. I could record it now, if you like. and I hope those of you enjoyed the golf last night. I stayed up and watched it. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. Mickelson at 50, I just thought that was... If you like golf, that was absolutely brilliant to watch. And I am going to go out and recreate that right now. And I'm going to hypnotise everybody on Wednesday. I'm going to hypnotise... These guys don't know this. On Wednesday's podcast, I'm going to hypnotise everybody to solve one of the problems that is rampant in the UK. And I'm going to do a hypnosis session which is going to solve it going forward. And I'll end up like on BBC Breakfast or something like that talking about this once it comes out. So we're going to have, as well as a Mindset Monday Wednesday, we're going to have a little bit of hypnosis. I'm going to hypnotise because there are definitely people on FTS who fall into this, and I will hypnotise them out of it, and I will give them, then they can hypnotise other people, and then we'll cure it. So you just wait and see. You've got that to come on Wednesday. Right, have a lovely day. I'm off to duff up these old mugs, and I'll be back with you on, we'll be back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday podcast this week. Say goodbye, boys.
Bye-bye. See ya. Goodbye, everybody.